We're reading from the book of Zohar, Parashat Balak, item 182, and you can download the Hebrew text from CUP.co.il. Also, you can ask questions live on CAP TV. 182. In the book of Ashmedai, who gave it to King Solomon, turns out that anyone who wants to make witchcraft that is hidden and concealed from the eye, if he knows that the stone that fell there from Bilam sees that those snakes that were made from the bones of that wicked, if he will kill one of those snakes from its head, he will make higher witchcraft in his body. And there are different kinds, three kinds of witchcraft in another body. 183. The queen of Sheba, when she came to Solomon, one of those things that she asked of Solomon was the serpent which has three witchcrafts. What is that? Immediately it was said that there was nothing hidden from the king, which he did not tell her. She asked about that, and she needed those serpents, and she could not grab any one of them. What did he tell her for those things that came from her heart? It was said, and she spoke unto him all that she had on her heart. This is how he informed her, as it says, and Solomon told her all the things, and said that these serpents are all the none of the world can go against them besides in one secret, which is the lair of the boiling seed. 184. And who can? At a time that a person comes out or brings out that passion, which is that lair of the seed, and brings it out on that serpent, which is the desire and the yearning, and comes out in boil, he bows his head and he is being grabbed like you grab the rooster. And if all of the weapons will be as one against him, no one could withstand that. And when you do that, a person in this world no longer needs weapons or anything else, and he needn't protect himself from them because we are all subjugated to him. And then these things will cleave on to the heart of the queen of Sheba, and she yearns it. 185. From this point on, the Creator did what he did with that wicked Bilam, and these hidden secrets are no longer, it's no longer necessary to reveal them, but in order for the friends to know this, they will know, and I've revealed it to you, because there are a few laws in the world and people don't know, and this is something truly wondering and tremendous and great about Bilam and those similar to him. And you read that, and the name of the righteous shall ride upon them, and it says about them that only the righteous shall know your name. A prayer to Moses, a prayer to David, a prayer for the poor. 186. It says, a prayer for the poor, for he shall envelop. Three, it says about them in the prayer. One is Moshe, one is David, and the other is poor. That's integrated and connected with them. And it says, a prayer for Habakkuk the prophet. If so, are they four? But Habakkuk, he did not say it because of prayer, but even though that it says prayer, praise and gratitude to the Creator for reviving him, and he made miracles with him because he was the son of Shulamit, who Elisha brought back to life. 187. But three are called prayer. The first is the prayer to Moshe, the man of God. This prayer that there is none like it in any other person. The second is the prayer to David. This prayer is the prayer that there is no second to it in any other king. The third is the prayer for the poor, the most important prayer of the three. This prayer, it precedes the prayer of Moshe, and precedes the prayer of David, and precedes all the rest of the prayers of the world. 188. Because the poor is brokenhearted, and it says the Creator is close to the brokenhearted, and the poor always fights with the Creator, and the Creator listens and hears His words. And since the poor prayed His prayer, He opens all windows of the firmament, and all the rest of the prayers that rise the poor, the poor brokenhearted rejects them, as it says that the prayer to the poor that he shall envelop, and it should have said that he will be clothed in. And why does it say that he will envelop? But he holds back all the prayers of the world that did not enter until his prayer enters, and enveloping meaning keeping or delaying. 189. The Creator said, all the prayers shall unite, and this prayer shall arise to me. I need no court of law here to judge between us. Before me there will be this anger, and he and I shall be alone. And the Creator, he unites himself with this anger and complain in that prayer, as it says that before the Creator he shall pour out what he has to say. 190. All the armies of the firmaments ask these and those, what does the Creator engage in? What does he try? It is told to them that he unites in passion in his kelim and the brokenhearted. All do not know what happens as a result of the prayer of the poor, and from all of this that he is against, there is no yearning for the poor, but only when he brings out his tears to the Holy King, and there is no yearning to the Creator, but only when he accepts and receives them, and they pour before him. And this is a prayer that delays all the prayers of the world. 191. Moshe, he prayed his prayer, and he was delayed a few days with this prayer because of the prayer of the poor. David saw that all of the windows and all of the gates of heaven, they are ready to open to the prayer of the poor, and in all the prayers of the world, that the Creator, he listens immediately to the prayer of the poor. And since he saw that, immediately he made himself poor. He took off the clothing of the Malchut and sat on the ground as someone poor, and said his prayer, the prayer to David, listen to me, because I am poor. The Creator said to him, David, are you not the king and the ruler over heroes? And you make yourself poor. Immediately David brought his prayer from a different angle, and he let go of the words of poor and said, protect my soul because I am a chassid. And nonetheless, with all that, all was in David, both the poor and the chassid. 192. Therefore, a man who prays his prayer must make himself poor in order for his prayer to enter among the prayers of all the poor, because all those that keep at the gate do not let all the prayers of the world to enter, like you let or leave the prayer of the poor, because they enter without permission. And if a person does it himself and puts his desires like the poor, the prayer rises and rises and meets the prayers of the poor, connects with them, rises with them, and is integrated and is accepted with them and is accepted in the desire of the Holy King. Four ways poor chassid slaves and those who praise the Lord. 193. King David put himself in the four paths. He put himself with the poor, with the chassids, he put himself with the slaves, and he put himself with those who devote their heart and soul to praise the Creator. He put himself with the poor, as it says, because I am poor. And he puts himself with the chassidim, as it says, protect my soul, for I am a chassid, because a person needn't put someone wicked over himself. If so, he will never confess his sins. By that, he makes himself wicked. But when he will admit his sins, he will become the chassid, because he came to receive an answer and brings himself from the evil and shows all of his filth. And now he cleaves on to the upper right, the chesed, that is easy to receive, and since he clings on to the chesed, he's called chassid. 194. And you needn't say that the Creator does not accept him until he elaborates all of his sins from the day he came to the world, or also those that were hidden from him and he cannot recall. It is not so. But he needs to commentate only those sins which he remembers. And if he puts his desire in them to regret them during the time of confession, all the rest of the sins follow them. Like, you don't check when you get rid of the leaven and not of what's wrong with the higher or the lower household, but because according to what he sees with his eyes, everything, it follows that and is canceled with it. 195. And this is what we learned about the afflictions, that the 24 heads of the organs that do not contaminate anything, where the Kohen did not bother to see them. And as it says, in all what the Kohen sees, which is the place where the Kohen can see the affliction all at once, and needs not to bend himself and raise his eyes. Here too, no need in explaining the sins since the day when he came to the world. He needn't check them, and this is the sins that he has forgotten and he can't recall, like chorei abayit ha'elyonim. But in all that he can see through this one observation, and all are drawn to them. And by this, David puts himself among all the chassids. By this, he cleaved on to them. 196. And how do we know that he put himself with the servants, as it says, as the eyes of the servants to their masters, and it says, save your servant, your slave, you are my God. And how do we know that he dedicated himself to sanctify the Creator, as it says, gladden your soul, for I praise the Lord. And all of these four, the poor, the chassids, the slaves, and those that praise the Lord, David made himself so short. 197. I put my hands up before the Holy King, and it is forbidden for a person to raise his hand before the prayer and the blessings, and at a time that he prays to his master. As it says, I have raised my hands to the higher God, and it explains that I've raised my hands in prayer, because in the hands, in the fingers of the hands, there are higher things, and now I raise my hands, and whoever arranges all these four, the chassidim of Adim, anim chassidim of Adim, and Baalei Kiddush Hashem before his master, and does it willingly in this correction, this correction will not be returned empty. 198. At first he has to set himself as a slave to arrange the prayers before his master and pray and chant before him. And this is the praise before the prayer, and afterwards he will make himself a slave, meaning at the prayer of the standing. He is the servant that arranges his prayer to his master, and afterwards he will make himself a servant after he prayed all his prayer and left. And therefore David made himself three times in this prayer of the servant, as it says, Savior servant, you are my God. Save my soul and give it to your servant. It's three times that he has to make himself a servant before the prayer, after the prayer of the 18 and after the complete prayer. 199. Afterwards, he has to place himself among those that have dedicate them their soul to the praising of the Creator, especially in Shema Yisrael. Whoever put his desire into this verse, it is considered as if he has invested in praising the Creator. 200. Afterwards, he has to support the poor, because at a time that he enters the opening, the higher openings, and says the blessing of the truth and stable. There will be a blessing of the 18, brokenhearted, poor, and he shall put his desire to incorporate within the poor, the brokenhearted, and lowliness. 201. Afterwards, he has to place himself among the chassids with the blessing of that who hears the prayer, and to commentate those sins, that this is what the individual has to do when hearing the prayer in order to cleave on to the right, which is the chesed, which is simple, there to receive as equals, and then he is called chesed. These four, this is how these four should be. 202. Whoever includes all these and has to include them is the servant that includes all the rest, which are praising the Creator, the Chassid, and the Ani. Three servants, all in three places, and they're all as one. It says about them as servants sending their hands to the higher. And between the servants, there are the poor. Between the first and the last, during the prayer, after the prayer of Amidah, he has to dedicate his soul to the Creator and make himself poor, having nothing within the prayer of Amidah, and puts himself among the Chassidim. And the third servant is after he has finished and arranged everything after the complete prayer. 203. At that very time that man has arranged these three orders according to the desire of the heart, it is the desire before the Creator, and he spreads the right over him with the third servant after the third servant, and the entire prayer calls upon him and tells him, you are my servant, or as it says, you are my servant Israel, for I shall make glory in you. And of course, you will not return in vain. 204. Two servants of these three include all the rest. The praising of the Lord, I am a chassid, because the third servant is about to make this. But these two servants, the first that is before the prayer and the second that is after the prayer, are everything. And King David, he praised himself and says, please, Lord, I am your servant. I am your servant because these include all the rest. The third servant that includes the entire prayer stands there ready to redeem me, as it says, save your servant, you are my God. And whoever arranges things this way, it will be known to him that the Creator, he is purified diamonds, as it says, 205. We say about this, better than gold and precious stones, sweeter than honey. How sweet are the ancient things that the very first have arranged, and we taste them, we cannot eat them, we do not understand them. The verse, it shows about three servants, and they're one in one place. Two, as it says before, and the third for the Creator to be crowned in it. As it says, for me are the servants of Israel, are the people of Israel servants. These are the two servants before the prayer of Amidah, and it says, they shall not be sold, which is the third, because the Creator needs to crown himself with that third servant, and therefore will not be sold to be a servant, a slave, because that is the Creator. 206. It says, who of you shall see the Creator listens to the voice and goes in the darkness, and all shall lean on the Creator? Whoever is used to coming to the synagogue to prayer and did not come for one day, the Creator asks about him and says, which of you fears the Creator, listening to the voice of his servant that went in the darkness and has no pleasantness? But who listens to the voice of his servant? If the servant is in a prophet or in a different person, if so, who gave the prophet or a different person for the prayer? By praying the prayer, does he hear or listen to the prophet or any other person in the world? 207. He who prays every day, he hears out loud that the Creator calls out to him and says that he is his servant, meaning that he hears a voice called his servant, because it is an upper praise that came upon it, the voice which is his servant. And this voice, it sounds in all the firmaments, which is the Holy King, and this is what it means to listen to what his servant says. 208. That he went in the darkness, having no pleasantness. Is it before he did not come to pray, he went into darkness? But before Israel gather in the synagogues to pray, stands the Sidra Achra, the impure force, closing all the upper lights for them not to spread and come out into the world. And three times a day, the Sidra Achra, the male and female, go and wander the world. And at that time, it is corrected into a prayer, because there is no accusation there whatsoever. 209. And that is the time for prayer, because when the impure forces go and wander in the mountains of darkness, then the lights of the windows of the higher lights are open, and they dwell on the synagogues, on the heads of those who pray, and the lights extend over their heads. And the Creator, he asks about the one who's not present and says, it's a shame over the one who was accustomed to this, and now he went and the lights passed, and he went to wander in the cities of the world, because he is under the control of the impure forces in the mountains of darkness, and came out of Noga, which is the light that shines in the synagogue, and has no part in it. And he has no noga, as it extended over the others, like in the synagogue. How good that it works from him. And were it so, then as it says, that he will trust in the name of the Creator, the first servant before the prayer, and shall lean on his God, the second servant, after the prayer of Amidah. 210. All the lions of the world are heroes, and Rabbi Shimon and his son more than anyone else. all the lines of the world, it is hard to get the prayer out of their mouth. And these, it's convenient to take the prayer from them, the words of Torah, they endow and give it to everyone. 2:11. Those that went in the darkness, it should have said those that went, but because the impure forces dwell in the connection, male and female, they immediately separate, and they're all in one connection in the darkness. They start with a connection and immediately separate, because it says that Ruach Sarah is coming, which is the Zachar Nekeva and the Sitra Achra that are called Ruach Sarah. And afterwards it says Ba comes in singular language and in female, because the female leaves the male and they immediately separate.
Some question, maybe?
How to reach the prayer of the poor?
Have to work a lot for that. Prayer is a deficiency. You don't need anything else if you have a deficiency, so everything happens according to that deficiency. The prayer is the end of the work. The entire work is preparation for prayer. Prayer is deficiency. If he has a deficiency, don't need anything else. We get confused. We think that we pray in order to get something. No. The deficiency itself is the yearning itself. That's the fulfillment. That we don't understand. I want it. Give me. No. If you want me, you must, you enjoy the feeling that you want me. That's it. That is the solution to zivug v'tanug lelo pasik, endless pleasure. Okay, let's go to the next part.
Moving on.